Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King. I'm so excited about today's program because we're going to talk about heaven. And we have a guest who's actually been there. You know, it is the promise of the Father that He has given the blood of Christ so that we would have access into this heavenly abode called heaven. Kat Kerr, it's wonderful to have you with us. A friend of mine actually told me about you and about your numerous trips into heaven with vivid encounters. And I thought, oh, this is going to be amazing to meet you. And it has been. So thank you so much for coming in and for revealing what the Father has shown you. Now, you have authored two books on revealing heaven.
Yes.
Book one and book two. Mm-hmm. And I've been reading through those books, and it's fascinating about the revelations that you've received and the encounters that you have had in that realm of His glory with Him. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering if you could share with our viewers how this all began for you, because you have numerous, I mean, every single day you have your raptures into that realm. So, but how did it start?
It actually kind of starts with the generations before me. My grandmother was had a seer anointing. She gave her life in the jungles of Panama as a missionary. She had a real intimate relationship with Jesus, had seen Him many times, had divine encounters. My father, the same thing. He really loved people,
wow,
loved God, and angels would appear in his car, give him assignments from God. He was a very simple person, but he always obeyed God and loved people. And I chose to walk on the same foundation. You can choose that.
Yeah.
And so my encounter started very early in my life.
How old were you when you had your first encounter?
The very first one, well, when I was even really a young girl, I knew when people were lying. I knew,
right,
if things were lost, I would see where they were in the spirit and then,
wow,
find them for people. So this was like, I really can't remember. I've known the Lord from the age of four.
Wow.
And so that's been my whole life. And so I was raised in the reality of a supernatural realm.
It's just
in heaven.
Normal for you.
It was
you
normal
didn't
for me.
Anything else.
And I would only sleep 4 hours a night, so I had a lot of free time to spend time with Him, and I did. And when I was 14, I had my first divine encounter. I was helping to raise 12 of my siblings,
wow,
which was not an easy job, so didn't always have time for fun.
Right.
And I remember one time I was walking with the Lord, just talking to Him, will my life ever be different from this? Will I ever be able to do anything else? And He gave me an open vision of myself grown, and I had the world on my shoulders.
Wow.
And I remember Him laughing out loud, and I went, am I going to have to take care of the whole world? And He said, you will impact the whole world.
Wow.
And then it was gone. And then from that time on, I had a lot of divine encounters with angelic beings. I knew the operations in the realm of darkness also, and would share it with some people, but I was kind of quiet back then. And then when I was 29, I was in a foreign country with my father on a mountaintop, just there to be with God. And the heavens opened for the first time. I saw stairways come down from heaven, angelic beings going back and forth.
Wow.
For the first time, heard the music in heaven. God literally took His finger, drew a round rainbow, that the one that was like around His throne in the sky, and this portal opened, and the Lord came down and had communion with us. So it,
wow,
was really significant. I mean, it wasn't just anything simple.
Can I ask you some questions about that? Because I know that our viewers might have similar questions.
Yes.
Because we have, you know, different types of revelation and encounter.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes it's a vision in the mind. Sometimes, mm-hmm, it's an open vision. Sometimes, mm-hmm, there's audible sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes it's like what I would call real, like a reality encounter.
Yes.
It's like, it's just as real, 3D, 4D, mm-hmm, whatever. So when the heavens opened, what was it like? Was it a vision when you heard the Lord's voice and heard sounds? Was it audible? Was it inaudible? How did you encounter
it? It was real because my father also saw it.
Right.
My father was with me. He also saw the rainbow. My
mother saw it. Just like we are right now.
Just like we are right here. And actually, that's the way all my experiences are.
Every single one.
Every single one of them,
wow,
have always been that way.
I've had very few that way.
Mm-hmm.
I've had many, like, as far as revelations into, you know, impressions,
mm-hmm,
that the Holy Spirit opens up realms to show you,
mm-hmm,
through impressions. But I have had a couple of those where it's just real and vivid. It's awesome.
Yeah, you can't ever forget it.
Yeah.
You know, you just never forget any experiences with Him like that. But I did spend a lot of my time, given a lot of my time in my life to Him. I'm sure that helped to generate those experiences with him.
And you're a worshiper, and you
love
him.
I am a worshiper.
You've committed yourself to righteousness, and I love that about
you. I have. I really have kept a lot of things out of my life by my choice.
Yep.
Chose to have more of him in me so that when people heard me speak, they'd hear him.
I know that the Bible teaches that we have access to the heavenlies through the blood of Christ.
That's right.
And through sincere faith, we can access, we can experience, we can encounter. It's part of our, you know, just our covenant in Christ. Mm-hmm. But it is possible to engage in the supernatural, in the prophetic, in the revelatory realms, and still have a lifestyle that is not holy. Mm-hmm. So we can never look at a person who has had lots of experiences in the Lord and just assume that they've kept their life clean.
You're right.
You know, because lots of people have had encounters but are not holy in the heart. And of course, God knows that, doesn't he?
He knows
every life.
And he does know every life, and you're absolutely right. And the Word actually says, don't know people. Do not know people by their gifts.
Right.
Know them by their fruit.
Right.
And one of those is righteousness. Are you living a holy life?
Come on.
Are you loving people? Are you speaking words that bring life and not death?
Yeah.
You know, are you aware of what's going on around you in your life? What kind of image are you portraying? Are you portraying the image of God? Are you becoming the face of heaven so that people see and hear heaven? It does make a big difference, because the enemy, if you don't have an intimate life with the Lord, the enemy totally can fool people and deceive people. And the other thing is, none of those divine encounters will make up for not having the Word of God in you.
Exactly.
You have to have a foundation of the Word of God inside of you.
Right. That's awesome. Now, I know that something that our viewers are going to notice right away is that you have pink in your hair.
Yes.
And of course, that is more than a fashion statement.
Yes, it is.
Because it came from a word of the Father. It came from an encounter you had. Can you share with us what that encounter was, and why do you have pink hair?
Well, it certainly wasn't my choice. I was a business person actually for years, worked with CEOs and loved it. I was a very professional person. And the Lord took me out of that atmosphere and took me home to spend hours, even more hours a day with him. Actually, for 3 years, spent 8 to 10 hours, and he said, I'm getting you ready for your next assignment. And I was excited, and at the end of the 3 years, he walked in my home and said, the Father and I are going to start taking you on tours of heaven.
Wow.
And honestly, I didn't say no, and neither would you. And I wasn't just shown in a vision. They literally caught me by my spirit. I was in heaven, walking on the ground, have walked through mansions, been in the throne room countless times.
And I'm going to ask you tons of details
Good.
About those things.
And so he would catch me up. I would hear people talk about their family members. I never talked to anyone in heaven, although I'm not saying that's not impossible. Right. God does allow that sometimes. And then at the end of many years of doing that with me, walked back in my home in 2005 and said, the Father and I want you to write a book about everything we've shown you, illustrate it, and we want you to have pink highlights in your hair for the book.
Wow.
Now, that kind of surprised me, and I thought in my mind, why? I didn't ask him out loud, and he looked at me and goes, it's necessary, because when the world knows that you know us and they see that you have got pink highlights in your hair, they're going to know we want them. We don't care what color their hair is, their skin is, where they've been in their life, that yes, we love them and want them. And it really does work. It actually
wins
people.
It's God's marketing plan.
It is the Holy Ghost marketing plan, because no matter where I go, people notice it. They don't ever forget me, and they always ask me questions about heaven now. A lot of young people have given their heart to God on the street just because of my hair. And they want to know why I have pink hair. They assume a lot of different things, but I just say, well, I'm an author. I've been going to heaven for over 10 years, and God wanted me to share it with you.
Yeah,
and
on.
They totally open their heart up because of the pink hair.
That is so fun.
Amazing, but that was the plan of the Father.
Yeah, the wisdom of God sometimes seems like foolishness to men,
yes,
but he is the all-wise God, and we can trust him.
He is.
I want to share a scripture out of Revelation chapter 4, because it was John the Beloved was having an encounter with the Lord, and it says, behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things. And then, of course, all throughout Revelation 4 and 5, we read of some of the revelation that he had of the glory of the throne and of the majesty of our King, and And you've been in the throne room, and I was wondering if you could explain that to us and give some details on
it's
that.
It's probably one of the most, to me, awesome, profound things that happens to me. I've been many, many places in heaven, but my favorite, of course, has got to be the throne room. Being in the presence of unspeakable glory, walking up those steps towards the Father, who His face shines like the sun. Every step you walk on, if you look down, you see creation taking place somewhere.
Wow.
Somewhere in the universe, the creation has always taken place because it flows from Him. Life flows
wow.
from Him. Being with Jesus is so powerful. The waves of love that come from the Lord. But you know what? The most exciting thing He wants you to do is to be with the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm with Him, He talks about the Father all the time. And the Word says there's only one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Right.
So His whole life's goal is to take us back to the Father. And so when I'm in heaven, if I'm with Jesus, He always wants to take me to the throne room. And the living creatures around the throne, I'm awestruck every time I see them. I have such a daughter-father relationship with the Father. I literally run up the steps to see Him. I feel like I'm 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fear in me because there's nothing of the enemy in
right.
me. There's no darkness in me, so I can run into His
right.
glorious light. And I love spending time with Him. But the living creatures are so powerfully made. Their eyes are always on the throne. They're huge beings, and they have eyes all in their feathers.
Wow.
And in their bodies, they don't walk on all fours, like even though one has a head of a lion, one has a head of an eagle, one has a head of an ox, and one has a head of a man. They're amazing beings. They have these gossamer gowns, and you can see through them and see all these eyes, every one of them moving individually. They're actually been bleached white by being in the presence of the holiness
wow.
of God. And there are the 24 elders. Sometimes they're on their thrones. Sometimes they're out in heaven wanting to serve you because they live by that rule that to be the greatest of all, you be the servant of all. And they are not the leaders of the 12 tribes of Israel. They are not the disciples. These are created ancient beings that have always been with the Father.
Really?
The seraphim come down out of the glory cloud over the throne. They have fire coming out of their head, always just declaring the glory and holiness of God. And just the people worshiping around the throne. The throne's in the center of the throne room, which really blessed me. It's not on the back wall. So His kids can be all the way around Him
wow.
and run up the steps to see Him anytime they want to. But the love, I tell people, He looks like love. You know, His glorious
right.
hair just filled with the light and the glory. He has beautiful blue eyes that burn with passion for us. The Father does. And He'll hold you in His arms when you come home to heaven for the first time. Everyone in their parts like the Red Sea, Jesus comes and gets you and mm-hmm. walks you back up to the Father. It is an amazing
wow.
place. People begin to worship, and they're literally caught up off the floor in the throne room and worship in the air. It's a
I remember
experience.
When I was a brand new Christian, I was only saved for just a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'd come out of some dark things, I was having night terrors.
Mm-hmm.
And I could even feel, like hear audibly the enemy like banging in my closet and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. And this one night I was fearful and I fell asleep. And the Father gave me a dream. At least I think it was a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was an actual encounter, but it came mm-hmm. in the form of a dream. And I saw Him exactly as you described Him.
Yeah.
I saw Him with that white glistening hair. It
mm-hmm.
glistened like light.
Yes.
And His face was full of love. It's the best way to describe His
yeah.
face. It was glistening with radiant love, and His face was bright. His eyes were blue. I also
mm-hmm.
saw the blue mm-hmm. eyes, but they were love. They were
mm-hmm.
love eyes. And He, through that encounter, picked me up. I was just a little girl in this encounter, about 4 or 5 years
mm-hmm.
of age. And He taught me through that encounter not to be afraid. He just said, "You stay near to Me and you'll never be afraid." And I could feel the love, the protection, the provision
mm-hmm.
of a loving Father who I knew I never wanted to be out of His presence.
That's
He's
right.
so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you're watching today and you think, I would love to meet that Father. And if you never have known the Father's love, I believe that love is going to be revealed to you by the Spirit of God right now. The Father's love is coming into wherever you are right now. He's going to increase the revelation of His love inside of your life. He cares about you that deeply. It means so much to him that you would have a revelation of his glorious love. And so just drink it in right now, will you? We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back to talk more about this glorious throne. And maybe we'll even talk a little bit about the mansions, because there's one waiting for you.
Read Wisdom Calls, the modern paraphrase of the Book of Proverbs, and unlock the timeless wisdom and knowledge of the Bible. Call 866-980-5464 or visit xpministries.com to order now.
Do you want to see into and discern the supernatural dimension? Order Patricia King's book, Eyes That See, and lay hold of spiritual sight and discernment that you have been given in Christ. Go to xpministries.com and order Eyes That See now.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpministries.com.
Opening Portals of Glory is a live worship CD by Steve Swanson, as well as prophetic decrees and prayers led by Patricia King. Bring the tangible glory of heaven into your home. Order Opening Portals of Glory online at xpministries.com.
Fall into God's unconditional love with Patricia King's Everlasting Love Journal, including space for 31 days of devotional journaling. Go to our online store at xpministries.com to order now.
Kat, I love the visions that you've had, or the encounters that you've had in the throne room. And I was just looking at Ephesians chapter 1, and it says that Christ, when he was raised from the dead, he was seated with the Father at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. So Jesus has this exalted position in heaven. And then in Ephesians 2, it says we are actually seated there in Christ with him. That is an amazing insight that we've been given out of the scripture. Now, tell me a little bit more about the throne room. And during our break, you mentioned to me that there are numerous throne rooms in heaven.
That's right.
There's a central throne room, but there's other throne rooms. Talk about that.
Yes. There is the central throne room, which is in an amazing building. It looks like white alabaster. It's just huge. I wouldn't even try to give you the dimensions on it. When you enter in, the detailing, just walking down this hallway into the main throne room, we did not come up with crown molding on this earth or any of that. All of that came from heaven. As a matter of fact, most of the stuff on the earth, the ideas of that came from heaven. The beauty and wonder just going through these massive doors that go into the throne room. And actually, the throne room itself is alive. And the more people come in, it literally will expand. So there's no limit to how many people. All the people in heaven can fit in there if God wants them to. But off of the throne, the main throne room, there's huge hallways and there's other throne rooms. There's a commissioning throne room where when God commissions a believer for a purpose or a certain assignment on the earth, there is a representation of you in the spirit standing before this throne as he's given you this commission. Sometimes people hear him in their spirit telling them, I'm going to commission you with a new season of your life, and therefore you're going to receive a new mantle. And they actually feel his presence real strong. In the spirit, you're literally standing in the commissioning throne room. The Holy Spirit will put that mantle on you himself.
Wow.
And then there is a courtroom in heaven. It says a day in his court is worth 1,000 elsewhere. Is not talking about the worship courtroom. They're talking about a courtroom in heaven where God sits on that throne as judge, and Jesus is our lawyer, our head advocate.
He's our advocate.
And the thing is, when demons come against you and have no right in your life, sometimes God calls him up before him in this throne room and cancels that assignment against your life.
Yeah.
And then there's also a boardroom in heaven, a huge one, and there's a huge throne in that boardroom. There's also an intercessory room in heaven that has a throne room in it. So people sometimes are caught up in different throne rooms, and they don't realize that there's more than one. Even in the atmosphere of the celestial realm around the atmosphere of heaven, there's platforms with thrones on them.
I've been in the courtroom. I was invited by the Spirit to go as an intercessor and stand in the gap and to bring a case before the throne that would be established and settled.
Yes.
And it was amazing. And you can demand retribution there from the enemy. And it actually connects from the justice of God in the heavens and brings it into the earth. And right now, as we're contending for the justice of God, which is actually to, when you catch a thief in the act, he must restore sevenfold
that
which he took. And then you plunder his house. That's the justice of God.
Yes,
so right now, with working with children that have been taken as human slaves for the sex trade, we are contending for their freedom and for the justice of God. And I know that that's a place where we have invitation to go.
That's right.
So it's very exciting. Now, what about the mansions? You mentioned the mansions in your book.
I've been caught up many times and shown mansions. As a little girl, I always pictured a mansion looking like the White House with big columns. You know, I'm from the South, so a Southern mansion would look like that. And so as a little girl, I pictured everybody had the same kind of mansion, and I would hear the Holy Spirit laughing every time I would think about those things. But they showed me many different types of mansions because we're all different.
Right.
We're all unique, and we all like different things. And God really does prepare the most amazing, personalized mansion for you. I have seen some fantastic mansions that are built along the Crystal Sea, where really lights shoot out of that glorious sea. It's beautiful to live near there. I've seen mansions built on islands in the middle of the Crystal Sea. I've seen some in this place they call the Valley of the Falls. I've seen this, you ascend the Mountain of Spices, it talks about in the Song of Solomon. They really exist in heaven. And when you get there, you look down this huge, beautiful valley, and these mansions look like huge gemstones. And they're perched all along the cliffs because you can't get hurt in heaven. And you have your own personal waterfall cascading near the mansion.
Wow.
And the thing about them is, as you walk to the back of your mansion for something, it rotates.
Wow.
This huge whole mansion rotates. So no matter where you stop, you always have a view of the falls.
Wow.
Some of the most fun ones I've seen, they call them sky mansions. And they're on columns 80 to 100 to 200 feet high up into the skies of heaven. And you step into the column in an opening doorway. You say what floor you want. It literally catches you up to that floor. You can see all over heaven for miles. And you've got your own big deck. You've got a landing pad with a little star cruiser that runs on light.
And you have a picture of that,
sketch
of it in your book.
Yes, I do. I sketched one, and I thought they were fantastic looking. I never really imagined or understood. We can't understand the creativity of God.
It's wonderful. It is so fantastic.
What
determines like the mansions are all different, but what determines, how would I know what my mansion would look like?
Probably whatever you desired in your inward being. You can imagine a certain architecture that you would like, or maybe even decor in your home, and it will be similar to that, but far beyond even what you could possibly imagine.
And what do we do in our mansions?
You live a literal life. You entertain people, you fellowship with people. Even though it's your own personal mansion, you're never alone. Trust me, you probably hope for times to be alone. Even the disciples will come by to visit you and have dinner with you. Sometimes you have big events in your mansion, and a lot of people come to enjoy. Maybe someone who's a famous, beautiful, amazing concert pianist for God, you've invited them to your mansion to play for all of your friends, or God may give you a light show, even though it's never dark outside your mansion. Let everybody know we're going to have a big light show. God's given us a fun time tonight, and you don't need a cell phone. You literally just say out loud, I'm having this amazing event that God's going to let us have here. Please come and enjoy it. And everyone hears you that you want to come, and they come.
I love it.
It's
That's
wonderful.
Awesome. You know, Jesus said in John 14, in my Father's house, that means the Father's heaven, the place where the Father lives. In my Father's house are many dwelling places, in the King James, many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go and prepare a place for you. You might be watching this program today, and maybe you've never ever receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible says that there's no name, no other name under heaven by which man can be saved. Man can't make up his own rules. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. Today, right now, you can make Jesus Christ your Savior and Lord by simply believing that he died on the cross for you and came to forgive you of all your sin. You can invite him in right now. Just say, Jesus, come into my heart right now. Forgive me my sin and become my God. Become my Savior. And he will. Why don't you do that if you've never done it before? A new life will enter you. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And that love will never leave you. That life will never leave you because he loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. We'll see you next time.
Read Wisdom Calls, the modern paraphrase of the Book of Proverbs, and unlock the timeless wisdom and knowledge of the Bible. Call 866-980-5464 or visit xpministries.com to order now.
Do you want to see into and discern the supernatural dimension? Order Patricia King's book, Eyes That See, and lay hold of spiritual sight and discernment that you have been given in Christ. Go to xpministries.com and order Eyes That See now.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpministries.com.
Opening Portals of Glory is a live worship CD by Steve Swanson, as well as prophetic decrees and prayers led by Patricia King. Bring the tangible glory of heaven into your home. Order Opening Portals of Glory online at xpministries.com.
Fall into God's unconditional love with Patricia King's Everlasting Love Journal, including space for 31 days of devotional journaling. Go to our online store at xpministries.com to order now.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.